Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's a one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Yeah, no stepping on shoes.
Well, you can do it.
But he can stomp on the Cowboys if you want. That'll work. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie. It is, of course, 94 WIP. And every Thursday at this time, we talk to our pal Howard Eskin on the Swartz Cullerton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE. Howard, in just a moment, but first, James, with a couple pieces of news. James, what do you have in there?
Yeah, first, in reference to the call we had, only one Giants player has tested positive. It's offensive lineman Will Hernandez. However, they have sent seven other players who are considered close contacts home. So that is the update with the Giants.
Now, one thing on them, just the Giants play Monday night. So a couple implications. One, does the game happen or not? Who knows? We'll see. They play the Bucs. Two, it's a Monday night game. We saw, I think it was a week or two ago, where the NFL moved some scheduling around to ensure that they would have a,
it was this past weekend.
Sunday night, right?
The Seattle Cardinals game got moved to the night because of the Bucs Raiders game.
So it'll be interesting to see if they make one of those adjustments, because certainly from a television standpoint, they want to try to ensure, you can't guarantee, or ensure as much as you can, that you can actually have a Monday night game. So maybe a game gets bounced out of the Sunday package. Who knows? James, the other piece of news, what do you have?
Yeah, Andy Dalton update. Michael Galkin reports Cowboys QB Andy Dalton participated in the quarterback meeting this morning, a step that reflects progression in the NFL's concussion protocol, but he will not practice today. Rookie Ben DiNucci will continue seeing first-team reps.
Okay. Again, out on the Swartz Cullerton guest line, we talked to our pal Howard Eskin, who, as always, is brought to us by Fingers, Wings, and other things in Concha Hockey. Make sure you catch Sunday's game at FWAT. Make sure you ask for their boneless wings. Hands down, some of the great wings you'll find around. John, James, and I, we love them. The menu of FWAT, visit FWOTFWAT.com. Of course, that's for eating in or taking out. And we've been thinking about Howard Eskin over the last week or so since his diagnosis with the coronavirus about a week ago. And, Howard, it's great to know that you're on the show here today. And, of course, we are hoping for all the best for you. Howard, how you doing?
Well, the last 4 days, I've felt, I'd say, pretty good, other than being tired. That's when you're in quarantine for as long as I've been.
Yep.
I don't know why you're not tired, although I did walk 5 miles yesterday.
Good.
To try to get things back in shape. So I'm just waiting for results from a test, and hopefully that the results are good and I move forward. But I'm lucky that it was a mild case. I'm lucky that I was in shape, and the doctor agrees that being in shape kind of helps in trying to get through this. And, you know, it just, you don't realize, you know, you lose weight and, you stay in shape, but you don't think this something like this is going to happen. But altogether, knock on wood, so far I've been lucky that it's not any more than a mild case. Breathing fine, temperature below 98 every day. Everything points to recovery, and I just hope I'm getting there sooner rather than later.
Well, Howard, you know we care about you.
I know.
Yeah,
you know.
We wish quick recovery, Howard. It's interesting. You know, we all saw the Justin Turner on field with his team taking the photo after the Dodgers win. How did seeing that make you feel with your current situation?
Well, I think it was one of the most disgraceful, disrespectful, non-caring things I could have ever seen.
Yeah.
Because he put so many people in jeopardy, and his manager has pre-existing conditions. He's a cancer survivor.
Yep. Right.
And he sat next to him in the for the photograph. And then he was hugging people. It's disgraceful, not caring. One of the toughest things, and I was talking to Angela this morning, one of the toughest things that I had to do is think back to the people that over the last week to 10 days, when I found out I was positive, over the last week to 10 days, who I came in contact with. And I felt so responsible and so bad that I came in contact with people, and I prayed that nobody would catch it from me. And I have not heard anything, knock on wood. I hope it that remains the case, that the people didn't test positive that I came in contact with. But that was really, really, really hard to do. And mm-hmm. I felt such a sense of responsibility. So when I saw Justin Turner, the disgrace that he was, and for the Dodger players to say, oh, it's okay, and for the president to say it's okay, if he got suspended for a year, I wouldn't think it would be enough with all the people that he put in danger.
Yeah.
The team's got to get fined. His fine, they don't even care about the money anymore. He doesn't care about that. So suspension is, I think, is warranted. But it's so insulting that people don't take this seriously. And he just shows, after a World Series win, to be that disrespectful. It takes away from the World Series win. And it just, again, it emphasizes to the people that don't understand that this should be taken seriously. And I was as cautious as anybody.
Yeah, you were very cautious, Howard. And I know you
still,
were. Yeah.
It still happens.
I know.
It's just, I was insulted as a person. What about the people that have passed away? I just found out a former Philadelphia basketball player, he sent me a text. And his mom passed away from it in May. And, you know, it's just so sad to think about that. And it's such disrespect to the people that have it and the families of the people who
now you're right, Howard. Howard, you're right.
Away.
You're right. All right, Howard, let's talk some football here. And one of the sentiments that has certainly started to gain traction this week on our station and amongst fans is that the Eagles are about to turn the corner. Not going to become great. But there's this sense out there that they are about to be a more competitive football team. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, because they're starting to get players back. They should be more competitive. I don't know if Jalen Reagor will play on Sunday. You know, the thing you got to think about is they have a week off next week. So do you give the players that were just coming back or placed on that 21-day list where you can come back, do you give them an extra week? That's what you got to think about. So you're going to have Jalen Reagor back. Jason Peters, for whatever, wherever you want to play him, it does add something to the offensive line. If he comes back, Edwards comes back because they really need him at linebacker. Ford is a good special teams player. So you start looking at players, Avante Maddox. I forget whether he even played last week. I'm not sure whether he played or not, but, you know, you got all these players coming back, and that's going to make them it's clearly going to make them a better team. Now, the player that I'm concerned with is Miles Sanders. They really do need him back.
And he didn't practice yesterday.
No, it just – and you could be just keeping him out. But what concerns me is he's had – I think this is the third injury he's had since training camp. So that kind of concerns me a little bit. They really do. Miles Sanders is a terrific player. And Boston Scott's done a really nice job, but he's not Miles Sanders. So those are the kind of things that you start thinking about with the Eagles. But the fact that they're going to get players back, are they turning the corner? Yeah, you know, legitimately they're turning a corner, not like, you know, the idiot in the White House has said, we're turning the corner, because we're not. But they are turning a corner. Are they good enough to go very far in the playoffs? You know, I think that's a stretch right now. Right, that's a stretch right now. But we got to see where they go. And they got to win the division first. So that's the most important thing. They got to have a vision first.
Who plays left tackle for the Eagles when Lane Johnson's back at right tackle?
I think Jason Peters is going to play left tackle.
Does he make that decision, or do the Eagles make that decision?
Well, ultimately, the Eagles have to make it. But let's look at it this way. Are they better with Jason Peters? And I wanted to keep Mailata at left tackle. But are they better with Jason Peters at left tackle and Mailata at right guard? Or are they better with Mailata at left tackle and Peters at guard? And I think they're better with Jason Peters at left tackle. So that's the way I look at it. You can say it's marginally, but you got to consider the two positions. And I think ultimately they will discuss it with Jason Peters, but I think they feel that he's better suited to play left tackle.
Howard, where do you come down on this issue of the Eagles being buyers or sellers or just kind of staying away from the market right now? First place, but only barely. Not a good team so far, but opportunity to win the division. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I would pick up players. If you can't start giving up draft choices just to try to win the division, because you're never going to pick up a player that's good enough without giving up too much in draft value. So, yeah, I'm okay with they pick up a player here and there, but I'm not for anything major because I just don't know that you want to give up what could be a good part of your future, because they have to replenish a lot of these players. They've got some young players, but they got to replenish.
And let's go this way with replenishing. What about the, hey, trade Brandon Graham, trade Roddy McLeod, trade Jason Kelce. You know, don't chase 6-9-1 in an early playoff exit, even if you win
the
division.
Jason Kelce is so important to that offensive line. Absolutely, positively, that would be so unfair to the quarterback. Know with Jason Kelce. Brandon Graham's having a good year. Know with Brandon Graham. You can't do that unless you think that your season is really kind of a waste, and it's not a waste. When you make the playoffs, I don't like this saying, well, anything can happen. But they can win a game, and to see where they are, and you don't know that the other teams may have injuries. Everybody has so many injuries this year. So, no, I don't think you can give up on the season when you know you have a shot to get into the playoffs. I don't think you can do that.
Is Daryl Morey going to bring James Harden to Philadelphia?
Well, it's a lot of money, but here's the thing that first of all, it's about time that Josh Harris did something right for this organization. So I give him credit for that. Mm-hmm. It was a good thing. The one thing that I look at, Daryl Morey is a proponent of small ball. Small ball doesn't fit Joel Embiid. Small ball doesn't fit Ben Simmons. You want to become a three-point shooting team. Joel Embiid can't run the floor the way you need to run the floor in small ball. James Harden, if you brought him, then Simmons is completely irrelevant. So I wouldn't be shocked if both would be hard to do, if one or both, but you got to free up some money to try to make this team better. They're not going anywhere with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. I mean, let's be honest. Could they win a playoff series? Maybe once they win a playoff series. But I think Daryl Morey's going to change the look of this team, and he obviously has the track record to do it. If James Harden comes here, that'd be great. But just think about his contract. You're going to have to free up a lot of money to be able to do that. And it sounds easy, and it sounds like, oh, great, have James Harden come here, and they would be a better team. But he's going to have to do some other things first. But he's going to make this team better. And, again, I think it's about time that they did something in a smart way, hiring Doc Rivers. I want to start calling him Glenn Rivers. There's only one Doc in town. That they hired Glenn Rivers, and that they got Daryl Morey. They were lucky that he left Houston.
So, they got him. No, they got him, Howard.
Howard, final
thing here.
And Elton Brand will stay, and I'm okay with that, too.
You rooting for the Eagles or Cowboys this weekend? I mean, I know you had your whole Cowboys infatuation.
I'm going to explain this for the
break it down.
Time.
Go ahead. Okay. You're a Jimmy Johnson fan.
The Eagles had Rich Kotite. Rich Kotite might have been the dumbest, stupidest, misplaced guy to be a head coach in the NFL.
So you switch your allegiance?
What's that?
So you switched your allegiance?
I couldn't stand rooting for Rich Kotite, who complained about a chart that got wet when it was laminated, and he said the numbers ran. I couldn't stand that. The guy was a disaster. He shouldn't have been the coach. It should have been Jeff Fisher. And with all that said, I said I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it because I knew the Eagles had no shot. So I had a connection and a relationship with Jimmy Johnson from the University of Miami, and I had to root for him. I just had to find somebody to root for. When you can't root for your team because of the head coach, I had it. And as soon as Jimmy Johnson left and Rich Kotite was gone, that all changed. It was a period of my life,
Howard,
that I own up to.
All right. Well, disgraceful. But, Howard, we care about
you.
No,
it's not disgraceful.
It is disgraceful. You rooted
for
the Cowboys.
You're going to root for Rich Kotite? What a dope.
Yeah, I was going to root for Seth Joyner in a game when he's playing for the Eagles against Emmitt Smith. I'm not going to root for Emmitt Smith.
Well, with Rich Kotite as the head coach, they had no chance.
All right.
No chance.
King, I'm glad you're doing a little bit better. Keep that going, and we're all pulling for you, man.
Yeah. Stay strong, Howard.
I'm going to keep on getting better. I hope, knock on wood, and hope things are better soon.
All right, Howard.
It's all good.
Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
Stay safe. It's important. People have to understand.
You got it. All right, there he is, the King, Howard Eskin. It's good to hear that he is doing better, trending in the right direction, I guess is a good way to put it. Joe DeCamera, John Reggie, Paul Charchi, and some fantasy football at 12:45 today. Phone calls throughout the show, 215-592-9494. A chance to win the new Nest Audio from Google. That's at 12:30 on 94WIP.
Many of you have already joined me and set up your Parx Casino Sportsbook app accounts. It just makes the games more fun. I go with the home team, and I have that home field advantage when it comes to my sports betting app from Parx Casino and Sportsbook. My team at Parx Casino Sportsbook are right here in Bucks County. Your action and your money, safe and secure on their easy-to-use sports betting app, the only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in the state of Pennsylvania. Sign up now. You'll get a risk-free bet of up to $500. $500. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA. parxcasino.com/PA and use the promo code JRWIP. That's JRWIP to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Why not put that toward NFL football? Philadelphia, 8.5-point favorite over Dallas. The over-under's 43.5 points. And that sounds pretty low to me, considering the lack of defense both teams have shown this season. parxcasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. The Parx Casino Sportsbook app. Bet with the home team. Bet with the best.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.